Okay, welcome. This is Lisha Lashes, aka Lily. This broadcast is listed as unlisted, but I'm going to publish it anyway. I was hoping that some people who I've sent the link to would come in, because this is going out to you as well, Podbean, so you can investigate this show as well. I am sick and I am tired of being called a whore by different people, including Dark Bear, when he was up on a panel. He verbally attacked me, calling me a whore, saying I got involved between a husband and wife, when that particular person was going through being signed at the time. He was just about to be signed at the time, and he just did it as a publicity stunt. And I happened to be the one to be used as the scapegoat. Well, I want all of Podbean to know that this is not true, and all of you Podbean users and hosts, which are unclean, need to mind your own business. Now, I am sick and I am tired of making announcements, and I am sick and tired of reporting things to Podbean. So until this gets sorted out, and until my traffic comes back to my show, until my listeners return back to my show, these announcements will continue. So Lara Bounds, you know what you can do with your message on Messenger. You've accused me of all sorts of things, being sexually obscene, of doing things with Spook and Jen, and you don't know these people. They live in a different state. Lady Me doesn't know these people. Living in a different state. And Chris Unplugged, he can just go and get unplugged further, because, you know, he doesn't know what he's talking about. He's totally unplugged. But I am sick and tired of paying my membership to be called a whore, a dirty slut, and I will announce this on live and publish it, because it's about time people knew the truth. And I can't believe that someone, people on Podbean, can say that, oh, we're all a family on here. Families stick together. This isn't a family. This has become a nasty, vindictive platform to be used. And, you know, you don't know what state somebody is in and what damage is this causing them. The whole of Podbean, and including Dark Bear, Dark Bear in particular, who latest attack on me was in a show that I am not prepared to mention, because this person was sick to death of me being brought to them, my name being brought to them, so I was blocked by them. This person has now apologized to me sincerely, and I believe this person to be true. So I am not mentioning this person in any way, shape or form. Because when someone can understand that something they regretted that happened and listening to other people. That speaks volumes to me. Now it is 3:47 a.m. here in the UK. I am sick and I am tired of getting abuse, of getting harassment, of these unclean hosts, especially Lara Bounds. She has abused me left, right and centre. She's abused me on here, on Podbean platform. She's abused me on Messenger platform. I've been in touch with her since February time, last February time of early this year. And how quickly she's shown her true colours. This is not on Podbean. You need to investigate these shows yourself, not send unclean hosts in. Because I've been abused point blank by Chris Unplugged, who thinks he's got it all together, but he's totally unplugged. He's not plugged in at all. Unless they wouldn't be listening to this slander, to this gossip, which is going on about me. I do not pay a subscription for me to take this sort of abuse. And I am going on a rant tonight because I am sick of it. And I don't care what happens. But Podbean, you need to pull your bloody finger out. There are people on here, members on here, that need to be protected. And I am standing up for all people that are getting abused and blocked for no reason. Dark Bear, you need to seriously investigate his shows. I've been called all sorts by Dark Bear. I can't even go to shows that I used to go to anymore. And I, like I said, I am sick and tired of all of this. It's 3:50 a.m. in the morning in the UK. I should be sleeping. But instead, I've been tormented by being called a whore online. Yeah, on the Podbean platform, which is supposed to be a safe community. It's a load of crap. You cannot promote yourselves to being a platform, a friendly platform to be used when such things are going on and you are letting it go on right under your nose. Because it's all about the money. Now, I've had Lara Bounds say to me, and she's supposed to be a Podbean affiliate, one of the main hosts with a title, right? She is abusing her title to slander me, along with Lady Me, now along with Chris Unplugged, who's totally unplugged, is not plugged in at all, to be listening to such slander which has been going on about me for weeks. And I am not putting up with this no more. Something has to be done. And I'm going to find out your contact number, Podbean, and I'm going to persist on calling you until something's done. Because I'm not getting no replies to emails. This is because my email has been hacked into by users on Podbean here. This is because my settings have been hacked into on here. At one point, my camera on my phone was hacked, enabling everyone to have access to my phone. Podbean, this is not right. And I'm hoping that Danita and the rest of the team will do something, because this has gone on long enough. It's become a nasty, nasty platform. And there are users out there that are paying good money to use this platform to put out podcasts. But you've got the unclean users and the unclean hosts, like Lara Bounds, Chris Unplugged, Lady Me, and so much other people like Dark Bear. Man Cave, they all join together. Well, I'm refusing point blank to be called a whore, a dirty little slut, or anything of the sort, because I know my worth. So if Podbean does not step in, I will be taking legal action. Because there is no need of this. I have been psychologically damaged through this. There's been a smear campaign go right across Podbean platform. And yes, her name is Jen. Jen, if she's got problems with her husband, don't drag me into it. She should sort it out herself. If she can't keep her husband happy, then that's their problem. Not mine. Don't bring it to my door. Because as I said, spook to Trey. He was just using everything he could for a publicity stunt to get himself publicity, so he was getting signed. Well, I'm sick of all these rumours, and I'm sick and tired, as I said, of being called a whore, a dirty slut, a paedophile, a child abuser, when I'm nothing of the sort. I've been accused of being racist. And I'm none of these things. A homewrecker? Come on, give me a break. I've got more better things to do with my time than go interfering in other people's marriages. I'm a Christian woman. And how these people, and I'm speaking to all of you on Podbean now, how you can all believe someone when they're all in different states. You don't know these people. You just gang together and think you're clever. You just gang together and think you're bloody clever. I don't usually swear on my shows. The only word I've said is bloody. Bloody's in the Bible, bloody's in the book. If you don't believe me, have a bloody look. Right? I get to say it. It's my say. So he's had his say. Hiding behind a woman called Jen. To do all his dirty work. I am sick and tired of it now. It's gone on too long. We're in August, September now. And I've only recently just paid I've had a receipt, an invoice off Podbean. And if you continue to do this to me, these announcements, like I said, will continue to happen. And it won't be me up on the picture. It will be my invoice. It will be my receipt of how much I pay to use this platform. So I have a right, just the same as everybody else has a right to use this platform. As long as there's no defamatory, harassing, obscene or racist content in anybody's show. Please be respectful when participating in a live show. I'm sick and tired of being blocked. And when I'm blocked, all the little trolls, which are the users, are going in and pretending to me, pretending to be me, and pretending to be me by using my picture, using my name, and then abusing the hosts. I'm sick of it. It has to stop. And it has to stop now. And I will have my say. And there's many other users that I could mention. But this is the core of them. I've lost nights and nights of sleep over being called a whore, a dirty little slut, paedophile, a child abuser. My God, do you not realise what damage this can cause someone? Eh? Do you not realise what damage this could cause someone? I have daughters. I'm not a paedophile. I'm not a child abuser. You all think it's funny to call people whatever you like just because you don't like someone. If you don't like someone, then stay out of their shows. If you don't like someone and you can't agree to say you're sorry, just agree to disagree and move on. And let people continue with their shows. Now, my show, right, doesn't get no traffic whatsoever through all of this which has been going on lately. And as I said, I'm sick of it. And it's about time I stood up. Because if I don't stand up, everything will carry on. Because nobody else will stand up. There's only a few members on here that will stand up and speak. Outright that they have a right to use this platform, not to be blocked all the time and then go back into shows and find out that they've been blocked again because these trolls have been going in, users. That's what it is. It's not trolls, it's users. It's users, it's Podbean users, unclean users. Now I have shows to do. I'm on other platforms as well connected with this. I had a ministry which has totally been destroyed on Podbean. Do you not think people's lives are important? Do you not think that people's businesses are important? And I'll tell you another thing. Peer pressure. People being told they have to choose between this person or them. Yeah, that was said by Lady Me. To many people, I don't even get my admins into my show anymore because they're too scared to come in, because they know if they have contact with me, they won't have contact with the others. That is none. I'm sick to death of it. And now It's 4:02 in the morning and I'm going to sleep. I don't care. I don't give a flying one. Lara Bounds, you think you own Podbean, but you don't. So many unclean users, and I know someone who's had run-ins with Chris Unplugged. Because he thinks he knows it all. He doesn't. When I first come onto Podbean, they all welcomed me because I would say, hey, 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 one love to everybody in the room. I would say nothing bad. And then Lara Bounds said it was this person, it was that person that was trolling me, taking the light away from Lady Me. Oh, I love Lady Me and I love you. I don't want to see either of you go. I can read all the messages that's been sent me, but I'll save that for another time. I'm going to sleep now, so good night. Get something done. It's about time. This platform is becoming a joke. Even for members that are using the platform for free, it's becoming a joke. It's ridiculous. And the shadow banning I've been going through, and my show's not being coming up as visible. So I spoke my piece, and if it's not sorted out soon, I'm telling you now, there will be a lot of names brought up into this, because it needs to stop and people need to move on and let others get on with their own shows. Final word. Good night.